Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Chukas Balak here in Chutz Laaretz, catching up, so to speak, to Eretz Yisrael, which is lighting Parshas Balak. And speaking of Eretz Yisrael, a week ago I was in Eretz Yisrael, this is the beginning of the week, at least I was in Eretz Yisrael. I'd like to share with you a brief thought. In the Aderes Eliyahu, the Gra, in Parshas Ekev, Perikhas Pasuk Aleph, the Grain writes that he's writing it to explain the Pasuk, but Lamaisa, he says, Labia Saaret Sara Kimel Devarim. To come to Eretz Yisrael, you need three things. Number one, Hachana Lotzeis Mechutz Laaretz. The first thing he says, you have to prepare yourself and leave Chutz Laaretz. Number two, you have to know the road which you're traveling. Number three, Habal Eretz Yisrael. After you come to Eretz Yisrael, you have leaving, traveling, coming. But it's not really so. All you need is two and three. You need a road to go, and you need to arrive in Eretz Yisrael. If you have a road to go, maybe you're leaving Chutz Laaretz. What does it mean, number one? You need a Hachana Lotzeis Mechutz Laaretz. The Gra here is Megala to us, a side. He's telling us the secret of being Matzliach in a trip to Eretz Yisrael. There are some who come to Eretz Yisrael, and they never left Chutz Laaretz. They're taking Chutz Laaretz along with them. Do me a favor, leave it behind. You want to be able to come and be Nichnas Eretz Yisrael, you need number one, Hachana Lotzeis Mechutz Laaretz. You got to understand that you're leaving Chutz Laaretz, you're going out of Chutz Laaretz. I came to a Sameach this week, and I met somebody who I met for the first time last summer, Yael, from Norway. And he had just come. I met him with his father. They had a Shabbos Suda together with us. I asked his father to please tell us what brought him and his son here. And he said essentially that he wants his son to know something about Judaism. And therefore, he came with him here, a young man, a wonderful young man. Yael was in the Mechina in the beginners program, made a Siyum this week, on first Siyum on Masechtas Megillah, and he's moving up to the Beis Medrash program, and 1 year jumping up to the regular Beis Medrash program. It's just absolutely incredible. Incredible what the Ruach of Eretz Yisrael could do. Why did he go to Eretz Yisrael? To know something about Judaism. We think we know. We think we know all we need to know about Yiddishkeit. We have much to learn. If we left Chutz Laaretz to go to Eretz Yisrael to know more about Yiddishkeit, we do very, very well. I say that Rav Huttner once observed a Beis Medrash of Bochum learning on Shavuos. And he admired them. And he commented to somebody, their faces are towards Har Sinai, just like by Mount Torah. I'm just not sure if their backs are to the rest of the world. You need two things. You have to face Har Sinai, you have to have your back to the rest of the world. Yaakov, when he left Lavan's house, he said, in Lavan Garti, Vitayag Mitzvah Shamarti, I live in Lavan. Vitayag Mitzvah Shamarti, kept all 613 mitzvahs, at least learned about 613 mitzvahs. And I didn't learn from his evil deeds. Rabbeinu Shalom, once he said, Taig Mitzvah Shamati, he kept every single mitzvah. What do you have to add? Lo Lamadati Mimaisav Haram. We see from here that for some people it's not a contradiction. You can do everything good and still have yourself totally in Chutz Laaretz, totally in Beis Lavan. Get involved in the pleasures and the overindulgences of Chutz Laaretz. When we go into a sukkah, we say a beautiful tefillah. It says, "Bischus tzeisi mi beisi achutza." In the sukkah, that I left my house to go out into a sukkah, etc. What do you have to say? "Bischus tzeisi mi beisi." It's bischus that I came into the sukkah. No, some people go into the sukkah without leaving their normal homes. They don't leave it at all. They're sitting in their home, just not a schach on top of them. Same thing with going to Eretz Yisrael. What a waste. People go to Eretz Yisrael and they bring Chutz Laaretz with them. They bring everything with them. They were once B'nai Torah, and now they're working people. They go to Eretz Yisrael. You would think to come to Eretz Yisrael, you should dress like B'nai Torah. You should talk and walk like B'nai Torah. Your interest should be that they're jeeping. That's why you go to Eretz Yisrael, to go jeeping. The jeeping in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Imagine someone comes into a Beis Medrash. He's sitting in a Beis Medrash. And what's he doing in the Beis Medrash? He has the ingredients, and he's making himself some fancy dessert sitting in the middle of the Beis Medrash. Nothing tray, a custom dessert in the middle of the Beis Medrash. That's where you go. You do jeeping in the middle of the Rebbeinu Shlomo's Eretz Yisrael. That's where he made Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yakoba, even jeeping. It's fun. It's not what Eretz Yisrael is for. Let's talk a little about Parshas Chukas before I get carried away. Parshas Chukas, we learn, of course, about the Parah Adumah. There's an incredible Chidah in Nachal Kidumim. Nachal Kidumim on Keheles, Perek Zayin. The Chidah says, Siba, the reason, Sheinenu b'madregas ha-Torah, that we're not at the same Madrega of Torah, is because Ein Lanu Parah Adumah, because we're Tameh. Tameh is not just a ritual tumah, something that's a side halacha. It affects the person. A person who is tameh is not the same as a person who is tar. His heart is not open the same way for limud haTorah. He says that that's why he says the pasuk says imres Hashem tahay amares tahayreis means imres Hashem. One of the imres Hashem. Fully Imreis Hashem when they're Tahayreis. When people are saying it in a Taradika Eifin, that's what it says in the Chidah. We have to realize that in Yanei Tumah are not just a side halacha of Tumah, they're Be'etzem Devarim that are Tameh because they're Tameh. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Mikvayos, Tfila Tali B'Kavana Saleh. Tumbling to become Tar is Tali in the Kavana of the heart. You have to be thinking when you're tivling. That means becoming Torah is more than just a ritual thing. It's something which has to do with the person himself, which has to do with the person who's tivling, and he's doing it for a reason to be an Ishtar. Now we understand why Ezra was Misakin, that even though today we're not Torah, we can't eat Truma, we can't eat Chala, even if we're Kayanim. You can't go on the Beis HaMikdash. So if you're a Balkari, if you have a certain type of tumor, why go to the mikveh? Your tummy mace anyway. It's not going to help you for other things. The answer is because tumor is something that affects the person. Tumor is something that's be'etzem. And it's assured that people are not careful in Tfilas Ezra. Many people are careful. More people should be. To be careful, to tivel a Tfilas Ezra when someone's a Balkari, to go to the mikveh. Rav Palm, he did not go to the mikveh necessarily Erev Shabbos. He didn't have a minute to go. He was a lit fisher. But Tfilas Ezra, he told me he was always Zohir in. It's very, very similar. The people, the family that used to drive, there was a Yidu Chashav Yidu had discussed of driving Rav Moshe to shul every morning. His son was learning in Tarav Adas. Somebody asked his son, does Rav Moshe go to the mikveh before Shacharis? It's a funny thing. He goes Sundays. He doesn't go Fridays. He goes Sundays. They couldn't understand why. Because Ein Tamachachem is Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. So Tevilas Ezra came up to him on Sundays. That is the important idea that we need to understand. Before signing off, I want to mention to you the last Rashi in Parshas Chukas. He brings there the Medrash about Sichem Elachaik, who picked up a mountain to throw it on Klal Yisrael, and a worm made a hole in the mountain, and it fell over his head. It became like a necklace, and he wanted to pull it off, and his teeth grew long and got stuck in the mountain. He couldn't pull it off. An incredible medrash. It's a medrash of the Gemara, Brachas Nun Dalet. And Rashi alludes to it. He tells you to look it up. The last Rashi in the parasha. I mention it because of the Maharal. There's a long Maharal on that last Rashi. That one Maharal is probably as long as all the Maharals on the whole Parsha Sukkah, so nearly as long. I've told you many times that the Machlaikis, the Marsha, and the Maharal. The Maharal teaches Agadat the Gemara is the Derech Mashal, not literally. Marsha says, Ein Medrash Yaisi Bidei Pshutai, generally. Some exceptions, generally. But the Maral, he touches it Bederech Remes. It's a beautiful Maral at the end of the parasha. If you want to see it in the Gur Aryeh, which just shows you the Shitas HaMaral that I mentioned on other occasions. And so, three thoughts. One, preparing to go to Eretz Yisrael, leaving behind Chutzlaretz. When you go into a shul, you have to leave behind Chutzlaretz. I wish people would use the lockers and leave their phones, their smartphones especially, behind. Number two, he does message about Tumah. Tumah this man is also is ma'akim on a person's understanding of Torah. And number three, this last Nakuda, a beautiful morality under the parachute. With that, I want to wish everyone an absolutely wonderful Shabbos Kodesh.